This episode of All In San Diego is brought to you by Understory. This is a place you absolutely need to check out. It's an incredible experience. It's located in Del Mar in the Del Mar Highlands Shopping Center in the breathtaking Sky Deck.
It is absolutely breathtaking. And yeah, we're joined by the founders of Understory and Le Parfait Paris, Scott Slater and Guillaume Ryan. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
We wanted to make sure to have you guys on with us to help share the story behind this collaboration. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, so if you've seen Sky Deck, it's a pretty dramatic project in Del Mar Highlands, inspired by El Nacional in Barcelona. So we have 9 full-service restaurants that are included in Sky Deck. Mm-hmm. And what Guillaume and I have conjured up is Understory, which is the dramatic centerpiece of Sky Deck.
Guillaume, can you tell us more about the drink menu? Because this is not your average selection of cocktails.
Yeah, the drink menu is inspired by all the living creatures in the Understory. So you're going to have a lot of bird names, you know, insects and all this. And what we wanted to do, we wanted to recreate like a premium cocktail list.
The name Understory derives itself from that central layer of the forest. So if you come into the bar, you'll see these dramatic lighting structures that go up 20 feet and they almost look like you're in a forest. So as Guillaume said, all of our cocktails are named after species that thrive in that Understory layer of the forest.
And as you guys said, the bar is surrounded by all these premium restaurants and you've made it really easy to sit there and order from any one of them, right?
Yeah. So if you're sat in Understory, we have a specific QR code to wherever you're seating. And you'll be able to scan that QR code that matches that exact seat or exact table. And you'd be able to order from select restaurants in the area with a curated menu just for Understory. And your bartender or your server will specifically be the one who brings out that plate of food on the restaurant's respective plateware. So you're getting that full experience from that restaurant within the Understory.
So let's shout out some of these restaurants. What kind of food are we talking about here?
Oh, it goes from real Italian pizzas at Ambrogio 15 to, you know, Marufuku ramens. You got a Thai place that is pretty amazing as well, which is called Kin.
And then, of course, there's Le Parfait Paris. It really is reminiscent of the streets of Paris. I mean, you see those fresh baguettes and all the pastries.
Exactly. Doesn't get more European than this.
And as of now, you guys are the only place in the area that's open till midnight.
Correct. We're open till midnight at the moment, and we are ready at the wait to stay open. Yep. And provide an awesome libation experience into the wee hours of the morning.
And that is the word. It's an experience, a really unique, one-of-a-kind experience. And I hope everyone listening will head down there and check it out. You are going to be absolutely blown away. It is Understory inside the Sky Deck in Del Mar Highlands in Del Mar. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot. Great to be here.
On this episode, we're taking a deep dive into flights. You know, when you order a flight of beer and you get to taste 3 different ones instead of just one. Well, there's more to flights than just beer. We're going to explore savory flights, boozy flights. We're highlighting the best of them all over San Diego.
And we have a repeat guest. She's our favorite anonymous foodie, so we don't even know her name. She goes by San Diego Food Girl.
Let's go all in on San Diego's best flights. San Diego Food Girl, welcome back to All In San Diego.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, we promised we'd have you back. So excited.
And when Sarah said we're thinking about doing an episode about flights, I immediately thought of flights of beer. And I said, that's just kind of a fancy beer episode, right? But then she reminded me, because I'm an idiot, that there are flights of everything in San Diego. There are beer flights are great, but there are food flights, breakfast flights, wine flights. You're going to get to all of them in this episode, and I'm very excited about it.
I'm super excited, too. I wrote a blog about flights in San Diego 2 summers ago, and it's been a really big hit on my blog, and I'm just one of those picky eaters that likes to have balance, and I don't like to pick just one thing, so having multiple options is the way to go.
Yeah, we should mention, maybe for people who moved here from other cities where flights aren't as big, that's what it is. It's instead of trying a beer, it's 3 smaller glasses of different beers or whatever it is. So there are a lot of good ones. So I'm very excited to hear what you've brought to the table.
This will be fun. This will be fun for sure. So, you know, first up, we should talk about Volcano Rabbit. They are in the Gaslamp District. They're a great spot for happy hour. You can chow down on some tacos, but then you got to order a margarita flight. So I got super excited about taking another look at their menu because not only do they have the margarita flight, but they have a lot of trios, which essentially are another flight. So they also have a salsa trio, they have an empanada trio, a skewer trio, so that's kind of fun. But I got most excited about the churro ice cream sandwich trio.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
What is happening?
How are you going to lead with the place that has margarita trios, all of those food choices, and the churro ice cream sandwich trio?
I know.
And you have to say the name again. I mean, I got lost in this fantasy of everything you were talking about. It's called Volcano Rabbit?
Volcano Rabbit. It's in Gaslamp, okay. Right on 5th.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah. I'm glad you asked, Sarah, because I was going to incorrectly say it's Lava Rabbit. I remember.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so.
Volcano Rabbit.
Churro ice cream. What now?
They have a churro ice cream sandwich trio, and I haven't tried it, so God. I will be running to the Gaslamp soon to give this one a try. But I was originally there for the margarita flight. The flight has a basil peach margarita, a spicy mango, and a strawberry pomegranate. And the basil peach is my favorite because I don't know how you feel about basil, but I am obsessed with fresh basil.
Mm-hmm. And aren't you Italian?
Yes.
You gotta love it. Yeah.
That's the exact reason that flights are such a great idea, because if you described all three of those margaritas, I would want to try them all. I wouldn't want to have to pick, and this is how you could do it. And then, I mean, this is a whole, you can make a whole night of this place.
Eating and drinking.
What a great place to start. Okay, where are we headed for flights next?
So I am a lover of Bloody Marys. They don't have this flight anymore, but Brockton Villa in La Jolla Coves has really great lineup of Bloody Mary still. They have a classic Bloody Mary, they have an Italian version, and they even have a Thai-inspired Bloody Mary. So those are all super fun. But if you're not wanting to order three separate drinks, I get it. They do still have a mimosa flight and a sangria flight.
Well, those sound fantastic. And those are the kind of, like, you know, happy hour or Friday night out drinks you'd enjoy. And I honestly, I like a Bloody Mary too. I don't think you want a Bloody Mary flight because these Bloody Marys now are so extravagant, you don't want three of them. They've got a salad, a pound of bacon in them, a balloon floating out of it. You get a Chinese fighting fish in a bowl in the middle. It's ridiculous.
They're like 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So get one, when you want a Bloody Mary, go get that. And then for the flights, you've got other great options.
If you're going to La Jolla Cove and to Brockton Villa for brunch and you dig into a mimosa flight or a sangria flight, let me just tell you on a very serious note that that pairs perfectly with their Coast Toast French toast, because it is a must try. And if you don't get it, I promise you'll regret it.
Oh my gosh, that French toast sounds amazing. But let's go back real quick to the mimosa flight. What type of mimosas? I mean, all I can think of is like orange juice, or sometimes they add, you know, raspberry puree or something.
They have a really great lineup. Some of the ones that are most interesting to me are the chili mango, the elderflower, and the lavender lemon.
Ooh, really unique.
Someone's getting girl drink drunk.
Yeah, they are. And it might be me. And it might be this weekend.
Sarah's got brunch plans.
Yeah, I do. Now I do.
Well, yeah, this is going swimmingly so far because you've given us such great flight ideas, but you've also given us two brand new places that have never come up on the podcast before, huge win. So keep rocking it. Where are we going next?
Perfect. So AJ, are you into like the craft beer scene or just beer flights in general?
AJ? I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I got to keep it real. I'm into crap beer. I basically drink Corona Light. And I live in the craft beer capital of the world, and I drink bad beer.
He sent me a picture the other day. We had a long day, and it was kind of like, okay, cheers, we're done. And I was like, oh, a can of Corona Light.
They were out of bottles. I do keep it classy and get bottles when they're not out. But, yeah.
Okay, good.
That's funny. I didn't even think of that. There's been a real Corona shortage over the last couple of years. That's a whole different discussion. But no, I personally, I enjoy an occasional craft beer. We need to know where the best ones are because there are so many in San Diego beer flights.
It's true. I mean, there are a ton of breweries in San Diego, and I'm pretty sure they all do flights. A couple of the ones you'll find in the blog I previously wrote is Alesmith Brewing, which is in Miramar. They have a really great pumpkin beer, so I'm excited for that one coming up this fall. And Slater's 5050 over in Point Loma has tons of beer flights. But that brings us to our first food flight.
I am listening.
This one's going to blow your mind. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Pork-a-palooza.
What in the world?
Three porks?
It's a bacon flight. And
Oh, boy.
I know. It's a good one. I don't want to spoil all the fun, but two of the things you'll find on this board is salted caramel bacon kettle corn.
Yes.
And crispy pork belly.
Okay.
The rest you'll have to find out on your own. I don't want to spoil all the fun.
I feel speechless. I do. I feel speechless.
And this was at Slater's, right?
Slater's 5050, right in Liberty Station, right next to Liberty Public Market. Great spot to hang out.
And I would probably want a flight of beer with that. That sounds amazing. Just beer, pork, beer, pork, beer, pork.
I'd like to see you do that.
Wow.
There are some sweet flights coming up, but before we get to those, how do you feel about kombucha?
Oh, I love it.
Sarah loves it. My wife loves it. She goes through that kombucha.
No, I only like the hard kombucha, though. Regular kombucha, I'm like, I don't need to drink vinegar. But if it's alcoholic, that's the one I like.
Nice. Well played. Yeah, and people pretty much either love or hate kombucha. There aren't many people, I think, that fall in between. So as a booch lover, I'm sure you're familiar with Juneshine. Their original spot is in North Park, and they have, you know, some other locations now as well. And then the other one, which is a personal favorite, is Babe Kombucha, and they are over in Linda Vista right next to the Ballast Point.
AJ, why were you laughing at me?
Just because I knew that was the one you've been downing since the lockdown began last year. That became your booch.
It was. That was the lockdown. That was the lockdown drink of choice.
That works.
I've never heard of Babe Kombucha.
Babe Kombucha is great. They have a lot of fun flavors. The Maui Wowie is one of my favorites. They do the regular kombucha and hard kombucha as well. Both them and Juneshine have, you know, tap room locations, and they both can their kombuchas to sell all over San Diego County.
Mm-hmm. And just to throw down a little bit more Juneshine knowledge, they just came out with, or in the last couple months, some shelf-stable cans. Used to be that they had to be refrigerated, so you could only get them at select liquor stores, like Sprouts, for instance, who had big refrigerator sections. AJ, don't roll your eyes. People are going to want to know.
I was going to say, who's drinking out of cans now? As I say, not as I do.
But now they have shelf-stable ones that you can get at Trader Joe's and Target, which you know are my two favorite stores.
They're good stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sarah, with the extra info on the booch.
Sorry.
So on to my personal favorite, wine flights. With me. Okay, we're all on board now. Great. So Top of the Market, I don't know if you've been, a seafood restaurant. They're right next to the USS Midway on the harbor. They have stunning sunset-worthy views, and they have amazing wine. So in the blog, you'll see a rosé flight they recommended that I try the last time I was there, and it pairs perfectly with their bountiful seafood tower, as all seafood towers are bountiful.
Well, that sounds amazing. That actually sounds like an impressive and fun night out.
It is a fun night out for sure. And, you know, last podcast episode, I mentioned Temecula. I have a fondness for Temecula. So if you can't get to Temecula and go to Callaway Winery, which is one of my favorites, the good news is they have a tasting room in the Gaslamp District also.
Okay.
Perfect to pop in for a girls' night out, after work with coworkers, you know, maybe before your dinner reservations in Gaslamp. Great little tasting room.
Good to know. Because people that aren't full-on wine enthusiasts, you know, that don't know the lay of the land of all of these different tasting rooms and all these different wineries, it's, you know, it can be intimidating if you just say, let me Google and see if I can find the right place. So great recommendations there for sure.
Very true. Very true indeed. So while you're in the Gaslamp, I have two more fun places for you before we dig into some sweeter options.
Okay.
So if you're going for, you know, brunch, lunch, whatever your cup of tea is, if you go to Le Parfait, you can get an avocado toast flight.
Oh, Le Parfait. We love them. They're also in the Sky Deck in Del Mar.
Yeah, they're a great place. They have the best macarons. So delicious. But avocado toast is a personal thing, right? So if I'm at home, my avocado toast usually has some sea salt, some crushed red pepper, some feta, and like a fried egg, right? But the good thing about a flight is that, you know, they do some different toppings and they'll do some sweeter ones with like a strawberry slices or a balsamic glaze. So it's just fun to be out in the world of avocado toast and get new, fresh ideas for how to dress yours up.
Absolutely.
Your at-home avocado toast actually sounds amazing. Mine is usually like the leftover brown avocado that's been sitting in the fridge for 3 days. I'm coming to your place.
I mean, that sounds delightful, but you know, with a little touch of sea salt, maybe.
Oh man, I'm always saving produce.
Dinner, lunch option in Gaslamp. If you go over to Sucker Free, they are known for their Southern cuisine, and there you'll find a mac and cheese flight.
Oh, okay.
I was hoping someone was going to have a mac and cheese flight. That just sounds like something that should be happening.
It absolutely should. They have a great little trio that has one with some seafood. They have one that has some fried chicken and some collard greens and one with brisket. And it's super fun. I know. Sarah's so excited. I sat down with a chef and had a whole conversation about this a couple summers ago because I wrote an article for the imprint version of Locale magazine. So that was a fun time to kind of dig into their Southern cuisine and hear and taste all about this mac and cheese flight.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I just want to hear Sarah call her friends and invite them to Sucker Free.
Hey, meet me at Sucker Free.
Okay, so as promised, back to our sweeter flights. Ice cream. It's summer. Who doesn't love an ice cream flight? So Hammond's, that's in North Park. They have a couple of locations, but their original one is North Park. They serve the cutest little ice cream cone flights. They've gone viral for it before. You can get all the flavors. They have like this infamous viral post where it's 2 to 3 dozen little ice cream cones all tucked into like a board that you can carry, which is perfect.
I have seen that. I've seen it. Okay, are the cones are tiny then?
The cones are little too. Yep.
Get in there and get your ice cream flight.
But you can't sleep on salt and straw because they have an ice cream flight too. And they don't have the cute little cones, but they have great flavors. So if you're going to get an ice cream flight from Salt and Straw, I highly recommend the salted malted chocolate chip cookie dough. Say that 3 times fast.
Oh, say it again. Actually, say it again.
Slower this time.
Yes.
Salted malted chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I'm the queen of making you guys hungry. It's my number one goal in life.
Yeah.
I know, it's working. Okay, what do you think constitutes a flight? How many does there have to be?
3 or more.
Okay, then I would like to throw in Cali Cream and Encinitas. They have, I guess, what we could call an ice cream flight because you can get 4 flavors in one, you know, it's in one container, but they're all, you know, separated. That's a good way to taste a bunch of flavors.
And it's not like 4 massive scoops. It's like 4 tasting sizes.
They're decent sized scoops. Their stuff's really big anyway. So, but yes, that would be their tasting flight, I guess.
I like the idea of an ice cream flight. I am not the biggest sweet tooth in the world, but it's still tough to look at that ice cream counter and all those flavors and pick one. Let me pick 3. I'm into it.
Especially when they have such crazy unique flavors like these places do, you know?
I mean, Salt and Straw, they have their simple mint chip, but they call it like freckled mint and chip or something. So even the names just make you want them more.
That's true.
Absolutely.
I am a sweets person. Any other sweet flights?
Let's circle back around to the beginning and talk more about brunch because I found a pancake flight at Snooze. And it's not just like a regular pancake flight. They have a customizable pancake flight, which means you can mix French toast and pancakes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nicely done, Snooze.
Well played.
Snooze has a couple different locations in San Diego. They have one in Hillcrest, La Jolla, and Del Mar. And let me just tell you, the strawberry shortcake summer menu flavor for pancakes are to die for.
You know how you were saying, I feel the same way, where you want to have a little bit of sweet, a little bit of savory. You like to try all different kinds of things. That is my favorite way to eat. I feel like you always have to get a pancake for the table. This would be such a cool way to taste a little bit of all of those different kinds of pancakes and French toast.
100%. And it's funny because I was just there this past weekend and I did a flight and I mixed the pancakes and French toast. But I also love their breakfast tacos. And when I was looking at the menu, you can get one breakfast taco.
Yeah, I like that. In fact, I'm going to come out and say, hey, San Diego, there should be way more breakfast tacos. Why can you not throw a rock without hitting a breakfast burrito? Mm-hmm. And there's like five places that have breakfast. Breakfast tacos are awesome. And they're big in like Austin, Texas, but no one wants to make one here. You have all the stuff.
Yeah, just different vessel.
You have tortillas. You have the eggs.
Yeah.
Let's fold them up.
I'm going to second that one for sure. Breakfast tacos are so much fun. I would absolutely love to see like a flight with breakfast tacos too. And yes, just more readily available. But you know what else I would like to see is a coffee flight. I feel like I've had one before, but, you know, a little trio of some lattes or different cold brews, I'm here for it. So let us know, San Diego, because we need some coffee flights.
Especially since so many of the local coffee houses have such unique coffees. It's like you want to try them all, but you can't be all jacked up on caffeine for 4 days.
I mean, you can, but...
All right, Sarah, what about you? Give us your fantasy flight. The one thing that didn't come up today, but you think, you know what? Someone somewhere needs to be serving this as a flight.
Well, since you already said that a mac and cheese flight exists, I will go with a poke flight. Mm. How yummy would that be? A poke flight, maybe with a little bit of side, you know, some avocado or some seaweed salad, but then a bunch of different kinds of poke.
Love that. And there are certainly enough poke places in town now. Someone needs to be doing that. Mm-hmm. You know what I would like? I actually have thought this for a long time. I'm a huge chicken wing guy. I love some wings. And somehow it just became standard. You get X amount of wings and two different sauces. Give me a flight because you have 50 sauces on your menu and I want to try more than two. Give me a flight, three different kinds of sauce and three different kinds of wings. And I will be a happy man. Yep. Yes.
Love that. That's a good one. Basically, we all have a really tough time making decisions when you look at a menu and you go, oh my God, there's eight things I want to try. Flights are perfect for solving that problem.
Okay, you've given us a lot to choose, and this is what she does. This is a must. She is a must follow on Instagram, everyone listening. One of the hardest questions you have to answer in life sometimes is, where can I go to get something new and exciting? You know, when it's time to go eat out, follow at San Diego Food Girl. Follow at San Diego Food Girl. Her tips are amazing. She's amazing. All these flights sound amazing. Malted salted chocolate chip cookie dough is my new stripper name.
Ooh, okay.
And okay. We've gotten a lot out of this episode. So thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, get out there and check out those flights. Thank you for listening. Thanks again to Understory and Del Mar for sponsoring this episode. Such a cool place. And we'd love to bring you on as a sponsor. We love helping San Diego businesses reach new people.
Yeah, we do. The best way to get in touch with us is you can just DM us on Instagram or through Facebook, or you can go to allinsandiego.com and just click the Partner With Us button.
All right, your dog is starting to bark in the background. Let's wrap up.
Yeah, it's definitely time to go.